It's Friday, August 7th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump flies to Ohio for a rally right as the state's governor tests positive for coronavirus. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Tish James files a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association on grounds of rampant corruption and financial crimes. And lastly, a wild story out of L.A. Sheriff's deputies organized in, quote, secret societies that function like street gangs cost the county $55 million in settlements for their corrupt and brutal behavior.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Donald Trump flew to Ohio today just in time to not meet with Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, because DeWine had just tested positive for COVID-19. DeWine, to his credit, has been far more aggressive against the coronavirus than many of his fellow Republican governors. After testing positive, he headed home to self-isolate and did not meet Trump at the airport. Trump then gave a planned speech on reopening the economy in Cleveland, but used most of his time to rail against Joe Biden, saying the former vice president was in favor of, quote, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God. He's against guns. He's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do too well in Ohio, unquote. Trump said Biden wants all those things because he's following, quote, the radical left agenda, unquote. Buddy, we wish Biden was following the radical left agenda. Unfortunately, he very much is not. This is pretty much the same attack line that the Biden campaign must be expecting. And if that's the best Trump can bring, it's clear he's just grasping at straws and trying to play the hits. Guns and God? Sure, that stuff is catnip for conservatives, but at a certain point, people have got to realize they've heard it all before. New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a lawsuit aiming to dissolve the National Rifle Association, a huge target that has been under fire for months with allegations of financial impropriety and open corruption. What can I say? If you got the shot, take it. The lawsuit is a huge step that represents the culmination of years of diligent reporting by ProPublica and nonprofit newsroom The Trace, which broke story after story detailing the NRA's internal chaos and corruption. James's suit, according to the New York Times, accuses the NRA and executives like Wayne LaPierre and John Faser of, quote, violating numerous state and federal laws by kicking back some $64 million of organizational funding to enrich themselves and their friends and family over the last 3 years. The NRA is a nonprofit chartered in New York City, so this is basically James's wheelhouse. Carl Racine, the Attorney General of Washington, D.C., filed suit against the NRA and its charity wing, which is based in D.C. instead of New York. It's not going to be a quick fight, however. The legal battle is expected to take years, so the NRA will surely play a role in the 2020 election, as they have every other year. But it is a strong opening volley against one of the most noxious political forces in America.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Our last story today isn't so much breaking news as it is a shocking reminder of how dirty police forces in America routinely get. According to the LA Times, a group of Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies cost the county and their department $55 million in court settlements over a decades-long period, as they formed organized, aggressive secret societies that glorified brutal policing and operated like street gangs. In the last 10 years alone, the county had paid out at least $21 million to these groups' victims. They gave themselves names, too. Different groups were called things like the Vikings, Regulators, 3000 Boys, and the Banditos. They operated out of jails and sheriff's department stations for years, operating with impunity throughout the 10 years of multiple top LA County sheriffs. The Times reports that the gangs even had tattoos and, quote, earned their ink by breaking inmates' bones. Take the biggest case the department was forced to settle. Francisco Carrillo Jr. was jailed for over 20 years before his murder conviction was overturned in 2011. He was arrested when he was 16 by members of the department's white supremacist Linwood Vikings gang, who he later alleged in a lawsuit had manipulated witnesses to pick him out of a lineup. John Sweeney, an attorney for the representative families of people killed by deputies, said, quote, I think it's a willful failure. For some reason, they pride themselves, the sheriff's department, on having these violent cliques, I guess to show the public who's boss. But you know, what it does is just foster a horrible relationship between the community that these sheriffs serve, unquote.
Then now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Mark Zuckerberg is facing some serious pushback from his employees, who asked him at a public forum on Thursday whether he would stop Donald Trump using the service to contest the 2020 election, according to BuzzFeed News. Facebook took down a Trump campaign post yesterday for misinformation, but has a track record of wimping out on bigger issues. The Tennessee Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that fear of COVID-19 is not a good enough reason to vote absentee, striking a nasty blow against vote by mail in that state. If a deadly pandemic isn't good enough, what is? Congress has abandoned us. As Politico reports that senators went home at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday and the House is out of session next week. They could get called back, but if they're heading to home states, it means a coronavirus relief bill is still a long way off. The State Department's special envoy to Iran, Brian Hook, is quitting and being replaced by basically the worst person for the job, Elliot Abrams, one of the most bloodthirsty war hawks to ever grace the halls of power in Washington.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Stay tuned for the full show this afternoon.